The understanding of how beliefs work is very important. We are historically emotional beings. We've learned to identify ourselves based on what we feel. Our history in human consciousness tells us what I feel is who I am. It's our history of lifetimes. So we believe that certain feelings are inevitable. Certain feelings are inevitable because we've had them for lifetimes in relation to certain situations. It's understandable. So now we're trying to make the shift to a different location of identity. The different location is the soul level, as opposed to the emotional band of identity, that historical reference. When you try to make the shift to the soul level identity, then emotions are no longer just there. No, they're a perception of reality that you no longer accept as the ultimate reality. So saying, I feel this, but I know it's not real, is very useful and very important, even if you can't do anything else. Offering it up to the divine is absolutely, that's what purification is. It's the conscious awareness of a feeling that you would wish to transform, and an offering to the divine for, or a request for whatever needs to happen to allow that separation and transformation to take place. But the first place where many people get stuck in the belief is that thinking that the way that they're feeling is the only way to feel. Always, that is what needs to be looked at, that sense of inevitability about an emotion. To transform a feeling, it's not necessary to know exactly what has to happen next. It's not necessary to know like a blueprint of first I do this, then I do this, then I do this. I'm sure you would all love that. Yes, I'm sure you would. No, but the first step is the most important, is to hold that something that you feel strongly is not entirely real, even if you don't know what else is real. Just that creates space around it so that something else can happen that comes from another place in your being. And the belief that something is not real doesn't have to say what it is, doesn't have to be called an energy or a this or a that. If you're feeling, let's say, laughed at or ridiculed by someone or some group or some situation, so maybe something in your past connected with the way somebody's face looked at that moment. Somebody looked at you in a way that reminded you of something that happened in the past when you were laughed at. So you feel this sense of distress about being laughed at. And then you have to say to yourself, this is not real. I feel upset because that person had a smirk on their face, but it's not real. You know? Then you say it's not real about I'm not being laughed at now, even though I feel that I'm being laughed at. So then you create the space to see what else could be happening. And that's everything that's important. It brings us into the present. It allows for a shift in perception. It allows for something else that's unknown to take its place. But first comes the willingness to say, that which I am feeling is not real, whatever you're going to call it.